My pulse is racing. Fear that Olivia's been hurt, making it feel like my heart is about to punch a hole in my chest. And then she looks up at me, and it stops. My heart just stops. And it isn't just because she's the most beautiful woman ever to fall into a water trough and get slobbered on by an alpaca and a dog at the same time. It's because she looks straight through to my soul, as if the walls I've built to keep the world at a distance don't exist. Our eyes meet, and she sees me, and I see her too. I see that she still wants me as much as I want her. Even though we've been avoiding each other, doing our best to pretend that night at the bar never happened. But it did, and I can't breathe the same air as this woman without thinking of how much I want to touch her, kiss her, feel her body melting into mine as she takes me to that sexy, laughter-filled place I've only found with her. And not just because we were both accidentally drunk. At least, I hope not. Dr. Pepe, I blurt out as I grab the dog's leash, shushing her gently while I hold the alpaca at bay with my other arm. But the alpaca, Chupaca, I think Hope said its name was, is having none of it. He darts around me, getting another lick in on Olivia's bare shoulder as she struggles out of the trough. She blinks, swiping water droplets from her forehead.
No, that's Alexis, Alex for short. I'm not sure what the llama's name is.
Alpaca, I say, proving I have the conversational skills of a caveman. I clear my throat, getting a tighter hold on Alex's leash as she lunges for Olivia before I add, Chupaca is an alpaca, just moved in yesterday from Hope's grandma's farm and has already broken the fence in three places. But I'm pretty sure he's harmless.
Of course he is. Chupaca seems very sweet, slobbery, but sweet.
She laughs nervously, avoiding my eyes as she squeezes water from her hair, and I do my best not to let my gaze veer south of her pretty face. Her shirt was once pale yellow, but it's now practically see-through, at least enough for me to know that she isn't wearing a bra. Dear Lord, give me strength. I will not look at Olivia's chest. I won't even think about Olivia's chest, even though it's the most beautiful chest I've ever seen, and I want to trace her freckle constellation with my tongue so badly my jaw is starting to ache. But I'm going to be a father, and despite the fact that Ginger and I aren't getting along any better than we were 2 weeks ago, when she dropped the baby bomb in my lap, we're committed to making things work as a family. We're still not sure what that family is going to look like, whether we'll be living together or trying something else, but I'm committed to at least trying the traditional route. I know not every kid has a mother and father in the same house, but I want to give our baby the best shot possible.